a lot of times we find ourselves thinking about the serial of the past or bowls of cereal future. But what I'd like to remember, all of us, is that right now you're in the bowl of cereal present. And that's the only one you can eat. Hello, and welcome to The Empty Bowl, a meditative podcast about cereal. My name is Justin McElroy, and I'm a cereal enthusiast.
And my name is Dan Gobert, and I am of the cereal, by the cereal, and for the cereal.
This is, as I said, a meditative podcast about cereal, which means that for the next half hour or so, you could just relax. We'll handle the podcasting parts, and we're going to keep the subject matter on cereal every once in a while. I don't want to stress you out, but we may mention Pop-Tarts, occasionally oatmeal, but mainly it's a podcast about cereal. We've got news in the cereal world. We've got reviews of some new cereal products. And then in the third segment, we'll kind of just relax and cut loose a bit, check in with you, our beloved listeners. Let's start with news, though, Dan, just to mix things up.
Sure.
What have you heard about on the cereal horizon?
Oh, wait, do you mind if I deviate from the cereal conversation for a minute to open up a crisp LaCroix on air here?
Oh, man, yeah.
I hope this isn't too loud. I might have to edit that in post. I don't want to... Well, I guess it's early in the show. No one should be sleeping quite yet, right?
Yeah. What flavor, Dan? Golden Grahams. Excellent.
So this might sound sacrilegious, but after going through a hearty exploration of every LaCroix flavor, I've settled on pure as being my favorite.
Going wow.
Back to the origin.
You know. That's amazing. Good for you, Dan. It takes a lot of wherewithal.
And speaking of going back to the origin of things, somebody is celebrating a big birthday in the cereal world.
Oh, yeah?
Is it me?
That was last month.
Not quite, unless you are the man behind Horatio Magellan Crunch, who,
no, sadly,
better known as Captain Crunch, of course, is celebrating his 60th birthday in the year of 2023, and will be celebrating with a special limited edition Birthday Crunch cereal. And, you know, anyone who listens to this show kind of knows my opinion about birthday cake flavored cereals. I think they're kind of, in general, boring and a cop-out and kind of just an excuse to make another sugar-flavored cereal. But it's hard to rain on the Cap'n's parade here, especially when he's giving us this really beautiful box to celebrate it with.
That's right up your alley, isn't it, Dan? Mm-hmm. This feels like your aesthetic.
Yeah, it looks like a 90s Taco Bell, basically. And, you know, granted that, like, considering it's his 60th birthday, maybe it would have made more sense to do, like, a 60s-themed box with, like, a, you know, psychedelic floral type stuff, but I can't be mad about having all these crazy zany magentas and blues and yellows, and those are also represented in the colors of this birthday crunch as well, as they do kind of deviate from the crunchberry color norms, having this sort of basically CMYK palette, I guess minus the K, but, and they're also, it would appear, at least based on the box art, shaped like balloons.
Yeah, they look like they're vaguely oblong. They're a little bit egg-shaped.
Yeah.
I guess balloons makes more sense than eggs.
Right. Well, he can just, you know, flip that for his Easter crunch a couple months later. But definitely be trying this one.
It's interesting, isn't it? Like, they could have, unless our eyes are playing tricks on both of us, we often see things like repurposed. This could have just been crunchberry-shaped, right? Like, I don't think anybody would have batted an eye if this had just been... Mm-hmm. A palate swap and flavor swap on crunchberries, but they're not crunchberry shaped exactly, which I we're short enough on innovation in a lot of the space that, like, that's enough to get me excited.
Yeah, we'll take what we can get in this world. Took him 60 years to make his crunchberries a bit oblong, but...
Yeah. What else is happening?
So, more of a minor cereal note is that Kellogg's is dropping Apple Jacks cereal bars, which, you know, if you were the kind of person who just figured that these existed already, like I probably did, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Just because, like, every cereal feels like it's been, you know, diced up and shaped into an extruded rectangle by this point. And the Applejacks one looks no different, though it is interesting to look at the concept art, and it looks like it's almost unanimously made of the orangey, peachy colored Applejacks. I guess I've never really tried to name what that color really is, but and amongst all these like whole orange pieces, there's just these little smatterings of tiny green ones. So
yeah, it's weird.
It's a good aesthetic choice, except like this is kind of Kellogg's big debut of the Applejacks mascot redesigns too, and I cannot get over how bad they look. I know we went into it last episode, but I just dislike them so strongly, and they're yeah. featured so prominently on this box of cereal bars. Lifeless, soulless kindergarten cereal mascots is what I have to say. And we'll leave it at that for the sake of relaxation.
And speaking of things that you assume are happening at all times,
there are three, count them, three new Special K flavors coming this January. I know, I probably woke a few people with sheer excitement based on that statement, but you know it's a big day when Special K is trotting something new out. And I just, because I was counting when I was writing a blog piece about this, like how many actual memorably good Special K cereals have there been literally since I started my blog 7.5 years ago, and I managed to think of three, those being the Apple Cinnamon Special K that came out a long, long time ago, the Blueberry Lemon Yogurt Special K like 5 years ago, which is probably still like the best Special K ever, and then last year they did that chocolate dipped one, which was, you know, pretty good.
I can kind of get into like red berries and the little chocolate chunks. I kind of mm-hmm. dig those, like the little chocolate, basically chocolate chips in your cereal. I can kind of get into those too.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I kind of can too. Is that what the K in Special K stands for? Like, kind of good? Like,
kind of good?
Are we really going to settle for kind of good when there's so many other like great cereals out there?
And I would, Special K is another interesting example where like, I would put the original against any of these just from like a satisfaction of eating mm-hmm. standpoint. Like I think the flakes are great.
They
like
are
I just think that's a great, I would take it over like a bowl of cornflakes, for example, or a bowl of Cheerios.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, this new trio of Special K flavors is kind of intermittent with how promising they would look. First, we have a Special K high protein chocolate almond cereal, which to me sounds like probably the best of all of them, just because like I like high protein cereals, because that seems to be code for we're giving you something really dense and decadent.
Yeah.
And you know, chocolate nut is always a good combo as well. It'll all kind of hinge on whether this is like other high protein cereals where they price it higher to match. So if this does have an inflated price tag, I can see it not necessarily being worth it, but if it is kind of comparable to a normal Special K, I'd definitely give this one a shot. And then next we have what I'm considering blatant plagiarism at this point, which is Special K Oat Crunch, like clearly riding on the coattails of Cheerios Oat Crunch, right?
Yeah, that's why it kind of excited me. I mean, maybe I'm a sucker. Like, that looked pretty good.
Okay, but, like, you look at it, and it's kind of just Special K flakes with, like, granola clusters. And to me, even though I would agree that the Special K flake is pretty good in construction and formulation, it's going to have to do something really special for me to not just want to buy Honey Bunches of Oats instead. Or, of course, yeah, Cheerios Oat Crunch. But I guess there's room for more Oat Crunches in grocery store shelves. I'll at least give it its fair day in cereal court. But this last one that I will certainly not be giving its fair day in cereal court, and I will be presuming it guilty, is Special K Zero, which is a no-sugar-added, keto-friendly cinnamon Special K cereal. And, you know, much as we sort of malign birthday cake cereals on this show, it's just point of fact that since I know you and I don't eat keto diets, then these cereals are just never really going to taste good to us. And so, mm-hmm. and I've found that given my recent blog experience with cereals like these, I don't even want to review them anymore, because if you say even if you admit that it's your personal preference that you don't like a keto cereal, all the people who eat keto diets are going to swarm your comment section and just say that you have an uneducated plebeian palate and cannot possibly understand what's actually so good about this. And I don't really want to open myself up to that kind of criticism again. So
yeah, we don't. I know the world, like, we always talk off show about how cereal can be very nutritionally charged. I think mm-hmm. that the story of cereal is one that is tied up with a lot of bad thinking and yeah. outdated reasoning in terms of nutrition. So we tend to avoid nutrition topics. But I mean, in that, because of that, we can only evaluate these cereals based on the eating experience of them.
Yeah.
Like if this is what you're limiting your consumption to, then I bet, you know, versus celery, good, right? It's going to be delish.
Yeah, totally not knocking anyone's dietary preferences, but like definitely look for a reviewer who is more suited to your taste, not the guy who's yeah. been blunting his palate with pure sugar for the past over half a decade. Like, I'm not the most reliable source in terms of
Dan,
that.
Dan and I have been doing the equivalent of like Rocky punching the big slab of meat to yeah, our tongues.
The big
for
sugar
decades.
Cube.
That things have to be balloon shaped for us to feel anything yeah. anymore. And, this is cute.
Yeah, so closing it out on a lighter note, we have, coming exclusively to Five Below, these are only going to cost you $1, Fruit Loops Scented Crayons, which, like, you know a kid is going to eat these, like...
Yeah, it's begging to be eaten. It looks so delicious.
I want to eat them, and I'm...
I would sneak a bite for sure.
Yeah, so... I don't know what compelled Five Below to release scented crayons. They're also making Warhead Blue Raspberry scented crayons and Cherry Jolly Rancher scented crayons, but I don't know, for $1, these could be a fun stocking stuffer, if not a sure. mouth stuffer, I guess.
Yeah.
They come in cool colors, too. It looks like you could definitely color a biblically accurate bowl of Fruit Loops with these.
So important. Dan, I only see one new review this week, but I think it's the one America's been waiting for.
Yeah, so while we're in this sort of lull between big cereal releases, we did manage to sneak a taste of a very promising contender for, I guess since we are still eating it in 2022, it would be a contender for perhaps this year's Cereal of the
yeah,
Year
maybe.
Awards, and that is Cheerios Berry Oat Crunch. I have some thoughts about this one. I'm going to let you tackle it first.
Okay. The base texture of Oat Crunch is infallible. I mean, texturally, I think that you can't beat this cereal. and we have enjoyed the varieties of it. This, I will say, I was very much looking forward to this cereal, and it does not disappoint, too much. It is, very good. I will say, though, that the artificial berry flavor does not have the same sort of, like, it doesn't keep with you throughout the bowl and keep make you wanting to eat more. At least in my experience, it started to feel a bit cloying towards the end of the bowl. It started to feel like a little bit more of a chore than the other ones ever have, and I think it's that berry flavor. It's not a bad berry flavor, but it is like when you combine it with the sweetness of the Cheerios and the clusters and all of it, it was the first one that started to feel like a bit much to me. Still very good, still very enjoyable, but that was my like immediate takeaway. What about you, Dan?
Yeah, I'm right on board with you there. That's kind of my exact same note, that the texture of Oat Crunch is just so perfect, and that is definitely still here and a pure joy to eat from a purely tactile standpoint. But this does seem like the first out of the now four Oat Crunches where the goodness of the Oat Crunch line is that inherent like golden toastiness, and this is the first time where it feels like that added flavor is actually competing with the toastiness rather than, you know, complementing it in the exact same vein like the cinnamon, honey, and almond were naturally doing. And I don't know if that's something that could have even been avoided if it was a super great berry flavor, For me especially, and this is a deeply personal preference, that I'm not huge on raspberry flavoring when it comes to mixed berry. I would have much rather had like strawberry and blueberry be the stars of the show here. And you can tell that the raspberry is really the one that comes out front and sort of dominates the whole bowl experience. So
yeah, that tartness with the amount of tartness with the amount of sweetness is probably what was like weighing down my palate towards the end of the bowl.
Mm-hmm. I will say though, this one works really well in milk, especially because it almost gives it that like pie filling type texture with the sort of lumpiness and the all kinds of things going on. So if you are an oat crunch fan, I wouldn't say skip this one, but do temper your expectations and be prepared for something that is a little bit different.
But, you know, we are right in the middle of a Christmas cereal season. Are there any Christmas cereals, Dan? I want to talk about what we got out there and see. Are there any that you, like, regularly find yourself reaching for?
Yeah, so it seems that we're at the point where, for the most part, there's a lot of regular returning faces when it comes to Christmas and holiday cereals. And figured we'd give you all a quick flyby guide of what's still worth trying and what's maybe, you know, worth passing up on. First, worth passing up on, Rudolph cereal. Let's just get that out of the way. We kind of gave that one, though, the old lowdown in the last episode. It's definitely probably the laziest and boringest one on this entire list. And then you've got sort of the Elf on the Shelf cereals, which I also am going to have to say probably pass on all of them. I don't even remember which ones they still make anymore. I don't think they even make the sugar cookie one anymore, do they? And that was like
not that I've seen. I've definitely seen Hot Cocoa, which is a whole other kettle fish. But
Yeah,
these cereals just aren't good. I mean, they're just not good. The cereal pieces are bad. The amount of marshmallows in them is really unforgivable. I mean, it's criminal how few marshmallows there are in these boxes and how tiny they are.
Yeah. And then you kind of have the dominating duo of the Toast Crunches, the sugar cookie and apple pie Toast Crunches. And I think we're always going to be big fans of sugar cookie Toast Crunch on this show, right?
Yeah.
But I have to say, the apple pie one kind of is wearing on me this year as compared to last year. I found, like, the spicy appleness of it to be just, like, so sharp and almost like a holiday-scented candle to the point where I couldn't really get through too much of it because they really, really flavor blast that stuff on. And I just think that...
Do you think it's a different, or do you think your tastes have just changed?
I think it's the same. I just think that the novelness of it from last year has kind of worn off on me this year, and I don't know what else more to say.
I got really sick after eating a bowl of it, not related, but chronologically, and it kind of ruined it for me because that artificial apple pie flavor hit pretty bad.
Mm-hmm, yeah. The sugar cookie one, on the other hand, I feel like is mellow and like indistinct enough that even if I were to get sick after it, I might still come crawling back.
Yeah.
You know, and speaking of sugar cookie, there's also sugar cookie Pop-Tarts, which on sort of the converse to sugar cookie Toast Crunch, I feel like are almost too like generically sweet to be really worth your while. And in sort of an infinite world of Pop-Tart possibilities. But on the other hand, I have become like a newfound like advocate for the gingerbread Pop-Tarts that come back every year. And you know, this is kind of the glory of being a cereal blogger, where I went to like a holiday party the other week and I realized I didn't bring a dish to pass. So what I did was I cut a bunch of gingerbread Pop-Tarts in half and served them on a platter. And
beautiful.
Yeah, because like, you know, it's not lazy if that's kind of just my whole brand, right? But those were up on the dessert table next to some really heavy decadent hitters like mini cheesecakes and locally baked cookies and stuff like that. And you know what? They still got rave reviews. My hand-sliced home-style Pop-Tarts. Because I just think the gingerbread cookiness, basically, of it can do no wrong. And having that really sweet, like, icing filling complements it in a natural way as it would have with the actual, with an actual gingerbread cookie, so to speak. And then, you know, got to close out the Christmas cereal lineup here with the OG, the classic, the Cap'n Crunch's Christmas Crunch, which by sheer virtue of just being Cap'n Crunch with crunch berries in different colors and fun shapes just feels like impossible to beat. And like, especially now that they have the family sized box where it's made to look like a giant, ugly Christmas sweater, I feel like you could just eat that cereal and then like package a gift in it afterwards, and you kind of get double use.
It's just a fun. It's been. I think it's the only one on this list that's been around long enough for me to feel like nostalgic eating it. You know what I mean? Where you can go back through the box history and see, how all the iterations of this of the box art and everything. It's a great snack.
Yeah, and I will contrast that with the likewise return of Cap'n Crunch's Mary Berry's popcorn, which is sort of a smart food mix of like this berry flavored popcorn and crunch berries. And like, this is one more so than like the Cinefuego Toast Crunch, because that'll just make everybody upset. This is one you can bring to your friends and family to have them try if you really want to get an argument started, because people are totally divided on this stuff when I bring it out. Some people think it's the nastiest stuff ever and try to convince me that it's not good, but I love it. The salty sweetness of it is great, and I will not be persuaded otherwise.
We asked you international listeners about the cereal scene in your country. Chloe was kind enough to call in, so let's see what Chloe has to say.
Kia ora, Dan and Justin. My name's Chloe. I'm from Aotearoa, New Zealand. I heard you wanted to hear from some of your listeners outside of your top countries, so here I am sending you a message. We don't have a lot of cereal options in New Zealand compared to the States. We do have some American cereals available to us, but the Kellogg's company here uses a different recipe for Fruit Loops. Fruit Loops are my favourite. But yeah, there's no blue Fruit Loops in New Zealand, and I think Australia too, as they're not allowed to use the artificial flavours for those, for the blue ones. We have an American store in Auckland where I live that sells some US cereals, including Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which I love. But yeah, it's my dream to kind of walk down a cereal aisle in the States and just load up my trolley. Anyway, thank you so much for this podcast.
I like that Chloe snuck the word trolley in there at the end, like we're gonna miss it. That's a charmingly international way of saying buggy in my area. Dan, is it a buggy where you live?
You mean like a shopping cart?
Yeah, a buggy.
Wow, it's shopping cart to me.
Okay. Well, I guess different places are different. I don't know. It's a buggy. But that's cool. I would say let's make that an ongoing one, Dan. If I would love to hear about more cereal representation in other mm-hmm. nations. If you want to go to bowl.rest, you can leave us a message there. We would love to hear from you. Just keep it chill. we also have a mailbox, mail@bowl.rest, where you can send us your email, your questions. I'd like to pose this one to you, Dan. Hi, Dan and Justin. You've discussed a few cereals that could replace their original variety, Wild Berry Fruit Loops, Cheerios Oat Crunch Oats and Honey, and Cinnagram Toast Crunch. I've been eating a lot of Cinnagram Toast Crunch, but when I finally tried Apple Pie Toast Crunch, I found myself missing the depth of the graham pieces. I really wanted an Apple Pie Cinnagram Toast Crunch. So what new classic would you like to see? What would be the best variety of a variety?
That's a very interesting question, and one that requires several layers of abstract thought, I would say. Mm-hmm. I would say the first thing that springs to mind, I don't know if this necessarily really counts, but I guess it's our show, so I can say that it counts. But you know how they had like the Cap'n Crunch's Cotton Candy Crunch, right?
Right.
I would like to see sort of like a carnival pack of Cap'n Crunch, where not only do we get Cotton Candy Crunch, but we also get like a Funnel Cake Crunch, or like a Country Time Lemonade Stand Cap'n Crunch all together. And maybe that last one, honestly, could kind of be treated as like a variety of the Cap'n Crunch's Orange Cream Pop Crunch, like a Cap'n Crunch's Lemon Drop Crunch, if that's the right way to name it. But
I think what makes the three that you've referenced there so interesting is that they are varieties in a sense, but they are also like a play on the core theme of the cereal, right? Like Fruit Loops having a wild berry feels like just an evolution of fruit flavor. It's just like a heightened fruit flavor. Same with Cinnagram Toast Crunch, is like it just more of that type of flavor. Like even Cheerios Oat Crunch Oats and Honey captures Honey Nut Cheerios better than Honey Nut Cheerios does.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to think of other, like, you can't make like Rice Krispies. I don't think any of the base ones you can make more, right? Like, Rice Krispies can't be more Rice Krispies than they are. They're just, you're not going to try some. Although, you know, I say that, but Frosted Rice Krispies should probably replace regular Rice Krispies. They are truly delicious.
Yeah. I would also go.
They don't even make those anymore, do they? Frosted Rice Krispies? Have you seen those for a while? I guess they're kind of, that's kind of the spot that the new Rice Krispies Treat cereal is filling for
kind
them,
of
I guess.
Filled in that void with something objectively worse, kind of upsetting everybody in that case. I will add one more since you mentioned Cheerios Oat Crunch Oats and Honey. Like, what if we did some riffs on that where instead of honey, it's just other types of like golden sauce or goo, like Cheerios Oat Crunch Oats and Maple Syrup, Cheerios Oat Crunch Oats and you know, salted caramel, or oats and butterscotch, oats and molasses. I think I can just keep going. And I say that because I actually can't keep going, but
yeah. I think Cookie Crisp could have an evolved form. I would love to see Cookie Crisp with like actual chunks of chocolate, not like the Special K version, and with pieces that are slightly more, you know, a maltier texture, where it would actually be a little bit more akin to eating a chocolate chip cookie versus tiny things that are kind of cookie shaped and flavored. I think that that's one where a variety of it could supersede the original.
Or like an Oreo-O's, where there's actually a few mini Oreos thrown in there for texture.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Now we're solving world peace.
If you've got a question for us that you'd like us to address, please reach out. Thanks to Hunter for that one. And thanks in advance to you for sending us your cereal queries. Dan, before we wrap up today, who do we owe our gratitude to?
We would like to thank Chris Zabriskie for our opening theme of The Sun is scheduled to come out tomorrow, Bria Davis for our fantastic podcast branding, as well as M. Loper and Samuel Rarden for designing our cool, cool empty bowl merchandise.
Excellent. Well, that is going to do it for us for this week's episode. So until next week, my name is Justin McElroy. And for Dan Gubert, as always,
don't forget to drink your pure LaCroix and then drink the milk. But don't mix them.
Don't mix them.
Milky
LaCroix. You don't get the flavor of pure LaCroix as any other LaCroix.
True, true. Carbonated milk. Maybe we are on to something.
Now, that's the future. That's the future.